Democratic Representative Emmanuel Cleaver, a United Methodist pastor, is facing heat for his prayer over the 117th Congress. The all-inclusive prayer contained deeply problematic theological references. Emmanuel Cleaver's prayer over the 117th Congress started out as a conventional prayer, filled with references to the Old Testament passage of Numbers 6, 24 to 26. Then he concluded with the words, "We pray to the monotheistic God, Brahma, and God, known by many names by many different faiths. Amen and a woman." The references have commentators wondering if the word choice correlates to newly re-elected Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's new House rules outlawing the use of gender-specific pronouns. While the "a woman" portion of Cleaver's ending is a cause for concern, the following tweet highlighted the fact that a pastor lumped a reference to God in context of three separate religions. The tweet reads, "A final thought on Emmanuel Cleaver's prayer. So many are talking about his amen and a woman end, yet I've seen few mention the fact a Methodist pastor literally said, 'We pray to the monotheistic God Brahma and God known by many names by many different faiths.'" Or, as another Twitter user puts it, "That's problematic." According to Mark Tooley, president and editor of the Institute on Religion and Democracy's journal, Providence, he says, "It is likely unique to Western liberal Protestants to strive for faux inclusivity in public spirituality." He continues with a noteworthy commentary on the unusual nature of these pairings. "Jewish rabbis are not expected to pray to Christ. Imams are not expected to address the Trinity. Hindus probably won't offer prayers to the Heavenly Father. A Methodist cleric should feel no need to pray to any Hindu deity, which likely no Hindu would expect." This tidbit seems to be lost in the commentary over Cleaver's "Amen and a Woman" conclusion. While "Amen" is used by those of Christian, Jewish, and Muslim faiths, the references to God as Brahma, a four-faced Hindu deity, does not correlate. While some may argue for the separation of church and state, or even allude to the poorly presented joke that Cleaver may have been making in his wordplay, Tooley remarks that such a divided prayer does in fact matter to God. Tooley says, "God wants America to do better. This message is central to American identity, purpose, and endurance." For more stories like this, visit charismanews.com. Listen and subscribe to the Charisma News podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.